You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
In our usual year-end special, let's look back at 2022's most popular Makan recommendations. Here's part one of your top 10 favorites.
Number 10, fried chicken wings from Cold 3606, recommended by super farmers Cynthia Lam.
To my fellow schoolmates from St. Nicholas Girls School, You guys would definitely know what I'm talking about. Auntie Miao Lang fried chicken wings. So good, I have never tasted anything better since. It's crispy on the outside, and the batter is just a thin sheet. Inside, juicy, perfectly cooked. Very sadly, Auntie Miao Lang has passed on, but thankfully her grandson is carrying on her legacy by setting up another stall.
Number 9,
168 Curry Chicken, recommended by co-owner of Modern Japanese Izakaya, Iko, Lambert Chen.
The owner wakes up like 3 a.m. in the morning to actually prepare his curry chicken. There's a lot of effort that goes into it. He makes his chili from scratch, he makes his curry paste from scratch. You can find very tender chicken, juicy chunks of potatoes. It's a little spicy. It's very simple, but it's very wholesome.
Number 8.
Zicha Classics from Sin Hoi Sai, recommended by Awfully Chocolate and Sin Popo brands Lin Lee.
I think it started in 1981 on East Coast Road, and I love fancier things like crab, milky bihun soup, or just your simple seafood hor fun or heizo with her sticky sauce. It's delicious. And she's got all the more popular dishes nowadays, like the salted egg yolk prawn and her Marmite chicken, you know, her steamed baby squid. My dad-in-law puts his stamp of approval on it. These heritage businesses, let's give them our support. It's such good food.
Number 7.
Chapati from Muhabbat Satya Hati, recommended by Rempapa's Chef Damien De Silva.
It's to die for. It is the best chapati, and I put my money, you know. The chapati is not just fluffy. The chapati actually melts in your mouth. And you can watch them making it. Two different types of vegetarian. One is a vegetarian curry.
Yep.
And the other one is dal. Mutton Kima as well, the one in Geylang Serai.
Number 6.
Orni Tarts from June Bakery, recommended by Top 4 MasterChef Singapore Season 3 contestant Charlene Tan.
It has a really nice, crisp, buttery tart shell that crumbles and melts in your mouth. And then they have a yam paste filling in the middle. And what I love about it is that it's not overly sweet. We've got a nice fragrance from the yam. And they do top it with a little bit of ginkgo nut for texture and also for that traditional aspect.
For more delicious details, visit our Gold 905 Facebook page or download the podcast via the free Me Listen app, and tune in next week for the rest of the top 10 best eats in part 2.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
Losing muscle mass as we age has a profound impact on our quality of life. The bad news is that the gradual loss of muscle mass, or sarcopenia, can affect 1 in 4 Singaporeans above the age of 50. The good news is that you can take steps to slow down this process. Regular resistance exercise and a balanced diet with a good amount of protein will help strengthen and build muscle mass.
Drink 2 glasses of Marigold HL milk daily to get 20 grams of protein.